I'm Brian Crozier, Tim Blair alongside. This is WMMCRadio.com. Casey Westfield and Paris just seconds now away from getting their kickoff in the air. And game number one of the season just about to start again, delayed a little bit with all the festivities going on.
And Paris is going to get the ball first, obviously, with the Warriors kicking off. So it's going to be important to pin them back deep. Looks like, is that Andrew Orrell, I think, going to be kicking away?
Andrew Orrell kicking away. Casey won the toss and defer. Paris will move from left to right. That's north to south. Casey will move from right to left to start the game. Casey Westfield in purple helmets with gold and black trim. White shirts with purple numbers and black trim. Black pants with purple and gold trim. And for the Paris Tigers, black helmets, orange shirts, black numbers and white trim, and all black pants. So Andrew Orrell to kick. Don't know who the punter's going to be. Christian Kochenauer is going to be the punter, but he is not available in tonight's game, so we'll see about that. A short kick, an onside kick, and the Warriors touched it, but I don't think they recovered inbounds. We'll see. It looks like maybe they did. Yes, Casey Westfield with the onside kick, and they recover it. I thought it might have gone out of bounds before being actually possessed by the Warriors. It does look like the purple and gold will have possession to start this game. An excellent onside kick.
Yeah, it was. We talked about needing to get off to a fast start. Coach Munkin said, hey, let's take a chance, and it's paid off early for the Warriors.
All right, first and 10 for Casey Westfield. Isaac Elkins will be in the gun. Adams in the slot left. There's two other receivers left. They had one, two to right. Actually, the short shotgun or the pistol, but no back with Elkins, who now gets the snap. He'll throw a left side, caught by Joe Adams, and he'll go to about the 30-yard line. So Joe Adams on a catch. Gain of 6 yards, and Casey Westfield now take just a moment. This game brought to you in part by Stivers Automotive Pit Stop, featuring 24-hour towing and more. That is Charlie Stivers at Stivers Automotive Pit Stop. And a Heartland Nursing Center, personal choice is at the heart of it, serving all of Clark County. That's Heartland Nursing Center. So a gain of 6, second down and 4, and the Warriors now using a little bit of time in the huddle. Now they break it, 10 seconds on the play clock, so still plenty of time. And two receivers, two to left, including Lucas. And in the pistol, it's Elkins, and now Lucas in motion. He'll get the handoff, move to the right side, outside. Now he's out of the numbers and brought down near the first down line. Gets to the 27, a gain of about 2.5, maybe 3 yards. It'll be third down and 1 coming up for Casey Westfield. Good start for the Warriors.
Yeah, a couple safe plays, nice little out route on first down and a run up. Lucas take advantage of his speed around the right end.
On the first two plays, they're using kind of a modified broken bone.
Yeah, they are, and Brian, I'm liking the fact that we're getting up to the line of scrimmage with plenty of time to go. That was an issue last year for the Warriors, but so far here early, not a problem.
And now two slot backs, one running back behind Elkins, who gets a snap. It's a handoff. It's a first down up the middle, a gain of about 4, and that is a first down, a big first down to start this game for Casey Westfield. Let's see, that is Danny Dunifan, senior, 5'7", 180 pounds, on the carry, gets 4 yards, and that's a first down.
Nice hard run there by Danny, and he does run hard. He's a north-south runner and gets those important hard yards.
So we're 90 seconds into the ballgame, no score, Casey Westfield and Paris. The Warriors recover an onside kick to start the game, and now have a first down, and they'll continue to try to march it down the field. They're first and 10 at the 24, Paris. Elkins in the pistol look, one back behind him, and now fake handoff. Elkins, now he'll roll right, and he'll throw, and it is dropped along the right sideline. Incomplete pass. That might have been Biggs out there trying to make the catch. Second down and 10, 24-yard line of Paris for the Warriors. Now a man in motion right to left. He'll get the handoff from Elkins, and a nice broken tackle, a nice gain of about 6 yards on the second and 10 play. And so it'll be Zach Campbell on the attempt. And again, a gain of about 6. It looks like third down and about 4.5 coming up now for the Warriors with 9:34 left to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. Third down and 4.5 for the Warriors. In the short shotgun, it's Elkins. He'll get the snap. He'll look right. He'll fire right. Carver's out there. He's open and right through his hands. And incomplete pass. So fourth down coming up for the Warriors. I imagine they'll go for it at the 19-yard line. Big play now for Casey Westfield. They'll try to convert on a fourth and medium situation with 9:12 left to go in the opening frame. Elkins in the pistol. One back with him. Two slot backs. One left, one right. And now gets a snap. He'll hand it away to Biggs, and I don't think he got it. Bo Biggs on the carry, the senior, 5'11", 175 pounds, and he needed about 4.5, and he only made about 2.5 yards there, Tim, and not enough to get the first down.
Yeah, Isaac Campbell's on the read there, of course, in that option offense. Thought he saw the opportunity for Bo Biggs, but a nice stop there by the Paris Tigers.
So now Paris will have the ball, first and 10, again moving left to right on your video screen at the 17-yard line. Their own 17, 9:09. Now to go in the first quarter. I formation for the Tigers. One receiver left, one right. Isif is the quarterback, and he'll hand it off up the middle, and not much of a gain for the Tigers on that first down play. Their quarterback, Salem Isif, a junior, handed away to Angus Beabout, sophomore running back. 8 yards to go. Paris now in the shotgun. Isif gets the snap, under fire, has to throw left side short. It is caught outside the numbers and advancing to about the 22. Gain of about 4, maybe 5 yards, third down, and maybe a trio of yards to go.
Joe Adams over there, we talked about him earlier at playing defense, and he made a nice stop there after the catch.
8 minutes to go, first quarter. No score, Casey and the Paris Tigers. Tigers in the I formation. Isif under center. Looks, and now he'll snap it, and he'll fake a handoff. He's under fire again. Adams almost had him now, throwing the bootleg on the left side, and incomplete. Joe Adams almost had a big sack there. Just could not make the play, but still in the end, it ends up as a stop for the Warriors. I don't think Paris would go for it on 4th and 3 at their own 24, but you never know.